This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Number 10.
On a Wednesday afternoon at 1:30, people were going through the racks, a lot of them already wearing Royals gear. But with the team in the playoffs, they want more.
I've had butterflies in my stomach all day today. I can't believe I was in college the last time I went to the World Series.
Rally House said the interest started picking up a couple of weeks ago, but it really took off here in the last few days. Unlike previous seasons, when they were marking down things as we go into postseason, now they're trying to keep gear in stock.
This morning I was in the store and, right away at 9 o'clock, doors opened, and there were Royal fans waiting outside and couldn't wait to get inside to get their new gear and apparel and, anything with the Royals logo they were looking for.
Can't take away the Kansas City Royals on Thursday night beating the LA Angels 3-2 in 11 innings. That's a Kansas City reporter on the high demand for Royals gear after they won the wild card game and advanced to the playoffs for the first time in almost 30 years, which is kind of cool. If you're a baseball fan, you're all about what's going on in the world of sports talk radio, which includes the baseball playoffs. So that's number 10 this week as we get started with our Talk Radio Countdown Show on the air for the week ending October the 3rd. I'm Doug Steffen. Welcome in here as we review the top 10 talk topics. I always love saying that, and I always say that after I say it. Determined by the folks who work at Talkers Magazine, which is part of Talkers.com. They have Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, all that good stuff. A lot of things going on in the world of news talk radio and television, and so that's their job to monitor it and report to the industry, and thus I report to you as the list moves from number 10 to number 9.
Number 9.
Yes, counting down from 10 to number 1 at the number 9 position, another sports item of sorts, but it's taken on a new light, as foolish as it seems. Here's host Bruce St. James, along with Pamela Hughes, talking about the FCC getting involved in the debate over the name of the Washington football team. I'm not supposed to say it, right, because it's politically incorrect? The Redskins.
I think the argument over the Redskin name is ludicrous. And now the FCC is getting into it. This is serious now. The FCC is considering, the Federal Communications Commission, punishing broadcasters for using the name Redskins on air.
Why? Why are we punishing broadcasters for using Redskins on air?
They say that they have, as part of the standards. Have you ever heard about the seven dirty words?
I work in broadcasting, of course I have.
The words you can't say,
yeah, not allowed to say
on television, on the radio. They're basically saying, using that same justification of words that you can't use that are offensive, that basically let's add Redskins to that vernacular.
But is it offensive? I'm not Native American. I don't know. I've never heard somebody use Redskin in a way that would seem derogatory to me, because this is what it sounds like right now on football. Okay, this
right.
is what a regular play-by-play would sound like.
Close it up for grabs, and it's caught. It's caught, and the Redskins get the two-point conversion.
Okay, right. This goes through. This is what you might hear.
Throws it up for grabs, and it's caught. It's caught, and the get the two-point conversion.
I actually might like that better.
You might like that a little bit
that
better.
That actually sounds, because that makes you sound edgy.
Number 8. The number 8 item, isn't that foolishness? What? There is, I hope the FCC rules that you can't use the Redskins' name so that the owner of the Redskins can sue the hell out of them. The only problem is when that happens, you and I will pay the bill when he wins the suit. Anyway, number 8 this week, focusing on the financial markets, Wall Street, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Here's host Joel Riley talking to financial analyst Jonathan Hennig about the impact of all things that Ebola is having on the markets, or did have on the markets this past week.
You have to wonder, is Ebola what's driving that?
Well, it was ugly to say the least, Joel. Yeah, Dow lost 238 points. That's quite a big drop. And in fact, small stocks, the smaller names, have entered a correction that is They've fallen 20% from their recent high. And you're exactly right. Ebola was one of the factors playing a big contributor. How do we know that? Well, what were the stocks taking the biggest shellac yesterday were a lot of the air carriers, Delta Airlines, United, Continental, Southwest. They all, those transports got hit because of the fact we could have some travel restrictions affecting those carriers. But it's the Middle East. It's, it's uncertainty in terms of legal wranglings with Fannie and Freddie. Add it all up and a really ugly day on the street.
And was it expected at all?
Well, you know, if you look at history, you'd say it wasn't expected because, you know, we're in the fourth quarter now. And the fourth quarter is actually usually tends to be a very good one for stocks. Stocks have been up between now and the next 6 months about 94% of the time. So, you know, betting on stocks at this point of the year has always been historically a good bet. But, of course, what matters when it comes to your money isn't what happened in, you know, 1985 or 1971, but what's happening today in 2014. And today, stocks, at least in the short term, aren't looking so hot.
So that's the thing, though. It's interesting. When you look at the fourth quarter, there's a lot of charity activity going on, people getting that giving mood when it comes to the holidays and Christmas time and all that. I mean, is there a psychological tie to that? You know, we maybe have a little more optimism, a little more hope in the fourth quarter, so the stock market follows suit and goes up?
Yeah, you're right about that, Joel. You know, they say in the summer you're supposed to sell in May and go away and then essentially come back for those winter months. And there's a lot of theories why the winter months and around Christmas tend to be a good one for stocks. The one I hear most frequently is what they call the notion of this Santa Claus rally. And it's true. Well, you know, we need a little Santa Claus this year. But, you know, this notion that towards the end of the year, people are making those decisions about what they're going to do for their money for next year. So new money tends to flow into the stock market, and that can push prices higher.
All right, so we have at number 10 what's going on in the world of sports talk radio. Number 9, the Redskins' name. Number 8, what's going on in the financial markets. Has Ebola affected those sorts of things? In a moment, number 7. That's the way it works. We go from number 10 to number 1 in this hour of the weekly talk radio countdown show.
Everything you love about ball in one mug.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Sam Adams Oktoberfest is here.
It's really good.
Sweet, malty, and delicious.
Oh, wow, that is really tasty.
If I were to think of a taste of, like, Halloween, it'd be Oktoberfest.
Smooth, caramel, roasted malt.
In the fall, when I see it, I grab it.
The Oktoberfest is what I look forward to every year. This is just perfection in a glass.
Sam Adams Oktoberfest. Enjoy it while it's here.
This is Doug Steffen asking you to take about 10,000 steps with the People on the Good Day program. Good Day is walking in the American Cancer Society Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk to help finish the fight against breast cancer. Visit our Good Day site or makingstrideswalk.org and sign up for any of the nationwide walks taking place. You'll get thank you goodies, but more importantly, you'll feel amazing knowing that raising as little as $20 can provide support for a woman facing breast cancer. We're also sharing stories of walkers on our Doug Steffen Good Day Facebook page. Share yours, and we might have to send you a big thank you from the Good Day team. Let's all make strides against breast cancer.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of 4 select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
And now, another Staples business tip. Getting your company name out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business card?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn sign?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Check. Didn't we delete those?
Why would we?
Oh.
We also have shredders. Now get free shipping and up to 5% back in rewards when you sign up for Staples Rewards. Staples. Make more happen every day.
We're having a baby, so we got to find a house.
Using Realtor.com put the process in my hands. Realtor.com is the most accurate home search site.
Accuracy matters.
The Realtor shows me things I wouldn't normally find on my own.
We worked with a Realtor who knew the area.
A Realtor made sure that we were the first ones at the door when a new house came onto the market.
There's no way I could have gotten through this process without him.
Realtor.com and Realtors. Together, we make home happen. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Number seven this week on our talk radio review, the focus on Hong Kong and all the protesting going on there and how it has transferred a lot of corresponding protesting going on in our country, as we hear now in a conversation from radio program hosted by Dave Ross. He talks to correspondent Shannon Van Sant here about just what the protests in Hong Kong have been all about this week.
The umbrella revolution in Hong Kong has drawn huge crowds and made big headlines, and I don't think most of us quite understand what the crowds are calling for, Shannon. So what brought this all to a head?
What they're calling for is direct elections of their leaders. Earlier this summer, in August 31st, at the end of August, the Chinese government released plans for a new election system in Hong Kong. And that system would involve a nominating committee backed by largely pro-Beijing loyalists, pro-Beijing backers. And also, Beijing said they wanted to retain the power to veto any nominee for the leader of Hong Kong. Now, the people of Hong Kong who are protesting say that they want the chance to choose the nominees directly and to not have these nominees vetted by China's central government. They want the chance for direct elections and what they say is full democracy.
Now, beyond the desire for democracy, which I guess I can understand, was there anything about the way the existing Chinese regime has been governing Hong Kong that rubbed people the wrong way? Because it's got its own rules, right? I mean, it's still considered a special administrative area where the rules of communism don't completely apply.
Well, there are a number of factors here, and number one of which is the greater restrictions on freedom of speech and freedom of the press in Hong Kong since Beijing assumed control in 1997. Over the last couple of years, even within the last few months, there have been two attempted murders of Chinese newspaper editors, and a Chinese media tycoon who owns one of Hong Kong's chief investigative newspapers was arrested a couple of weeks ago, and he's under investigation. These attempted murders include an attack with meat cleavers on one newspaper editor, as well as an attempt to beat another journalist with cement blocks. So these attacks are seen as directly linked to the central government, and the central government of China has also moved to withdraw advertising from Hong Kong newspapers and take other measures to punish journalists who are attempting to report any news that is critical of the Chinese government. So these moves are very scary to the people of Hong Kong. They've enjoyed, as you say, rule of law and freedom of the press and independent judiciary, and a number of different factors that you see in a free and open society. They've enjoyed these freedoms for many, many years. And what they say is that since China took control in 1997, these freedoms are gradually diminishing.
All right. So basically what's going on here, for those of you who don't understand, there are a lot of people who have forgotten that Hong Kong was very much an independent part of the international community. The Chinese muscled in and they put their own people in charge. And so the leader of Hong Kong has been asked to resign, and the protesters are demanding that he step down, but he's defied that. And the repeated police warnings that have gone on this week, the consequences will be serious if they seek to surround or occupy government buildings. That's been going on, continues to go on. So the people who are massing outside of his office, you wouldn't see this going on in any city in China. So the Chinese government doesn't want the people of China to see what's going on in Hong Kong and start something that eventually we all know is going to happen. Sooner or later, especially with capitalism taking the capitalistic idea of running things versus the communistic idea of running things, never have they well meshed. But the Chinese government has been so powerful in trying to push people around, they've been successful so far. I'm betting this is the seeds of the initial change.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
September is National Preparedness Month, so make it a September to remember by getting your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. On sale this month, our 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit. You'll get one number 10 can each of high-quality Mountain House Chicken Stew, vegetable stew with beef, pilot crackers, plus the highest quality dehydrated ABC stew, butter and potatoes for a total of 160 one-half cup servings. Retail value $161.41, but not this month. The Freeze Dry Guy offers the 2014 Stew Butter and Potatoes Unit for only $123.93. Save over $37. Plenty of protein, veggies, carbs for energy, and tasty, hearty, storable food with a shelf life of over 25 years. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The National Preparedness Month sale ends September 30th from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number six.
Number six may surprise some of you in that there is always a lot of talk about various presidents, what's going on with them. President Bush was interviewed this week by one of the hosts of the Fox Morning program, and there was a moderate big deal made out of that because Bush doesn't like to give interviews. That may be said also for Jimmy Carter, who this week celebrated his 90th birthday. And as a result of that, there were several interviews, one of them on CNBC. Here's a CBS News reporter named Anne Marie Green talking to presidential historian Douglas Brinkley about the legacy of Jimmy Carter.
Mr. Carter, he's a one-term president. He comes in and he's a man known for his faith, for his work ethic, for his morals. He has really high approval ratings that drop drastically to the point, at one point, they're lower than Nixon during the Watergate scandal. Yes. But he had a lot of challenges during his presidency. Remind people of what he was dealing with.
Well, look, he got in and everybody thought it was great, an outsider from Georgia's precedent. We just had Watergate, we had Vietnam, and Carter was able to say, I had nothing to do with that. It was like picking a one-term governor, only picking a name out of the phone book. But as soon as he became president, he pushed the Panama Canal treaties through. And that became a divide. It divided Democrats. Southern Democrats didn't want to give the canal back to Panama. He ate up a lot of oxygen, a little bit like President Obama with the Affordable Care Act, real quickly. From that point on, things got dicey. The economy hadn't recovered. We had double-digit inflation, long gasoline lines, as some people will recall. And then, of course, he fell into the problem with the Iran hostage crisis, and it just went on and on and on, and the media was showing, you know, day after day, an ineffective response from the United States.
Yeah, it certainly left a bad taste in a lot of people's mouth. But when you look at his presidency, what would you say was his biggest accomplishment?
He likes to say now that it was the recognizing the People's Republic of China and its embracing of Deng Xiaoping.
I
think why he's promoting it, because everybody says Camp David.
Right.
I mean,
that's
the president
says
the China deal was big, and I haven't. You know, he's beloved in China, Carter, and he started that whole process. It is a big achievement. Camp David, forever in the history books of the Middle East, and there's so much to be learned about diplomacy from that. Mm-hmm. But also, he injected human rights into the parlance of our country. country. Mm-hmm. Eleanor Roosevelt had done that before him, but he made it a concern. Whether you're right or left or Democrat, Republican, if you're in the White House now, you got to think about human rights. He also, I'll give you one side one that nobody knows. He was the first active president to go to Africa. He was there very briefly, but he's the first sitting president to actually go to Africa. But his environmental stewardship record's off the charts good. He's one of the three greatest green presidents we've had.
All right. So then what about biggest failures?
Biggest failures is when he came in, he said, the Democratic Party is an albatross around my neck.
And that's not a way to win friends.
No, your own party.
Yes.
He alienated Ted Kennedy liberals to such a degree that Kennedy ran against him in 1980, and he ticked off the Scoop Jackson conservative Democrats. Mm-hmm. So he was a man without a party. He was kind of a bit of a loner and iconoclast in many ways, but he was deeply honest, and he worked very hard. And another problem with him, he used to say, I read every bill that comes, everything I read, and he did, but a president sometimes has to delegate.
Right.
And he didn't build quite the administration that one would have liked. And of course, by losing in 80, he got walloped by Ronald Reagan, and it hurt Democrats for a long time.
James Earl Carter, 39th President of the United States. I have often said that Obama is the worst president in my lifetime, for sure, and George Bush the second, Jimmy Carter been the third. Isn't it too bad that we mark the presidents by how bad they are rather than how good they are? And then you turn that around, and yeah, the contrast is for many of us, and it has not to do with politics with me anyway, that Ronald Reagan in many ways was the best president of our era. Eisenhower was good. Kennedy was good. So what do you think of Jimmy Carter? Something to resound and knock around in your head as we continue with our talk radio review on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
How much better would you look with a brighter, whiter smile? If you've always wanted your teeth professionally whitened by a dentist but haven't had the time or money, listen to this. National Dental Supply is now offering professional whitening gel direct to the public. We're giving listeners of this station a free sample of Pro Gel Whitening Kit. This professional whitener is the same active ingredient sold by many dentists for hundreds of dollars. But when you call 800-226-3068, you'll get a complete Pro Gel Whitening System with everything you need to get a dramatically brighter, whiter smile in just minutes without visiting the dentist. Pro Gel free sample kits will only be available to the public for a limited time while supplies last. Call 800-226-3068 and get a free Pro Gel whitening kit and a whiter, brighter smile now. This free sample offer expires immediately when the sample kits are gone, so don't wait. Call now. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068. 800-226-3068.
Are you still losing your hair in the brush or the shower? Provia is the all-natural hair thinning therapy that can help you with all this and much more. Listener Tom says, I've been using Provia for the last 2 months, ever since I heard you talking about it on the air, and the results are amazing. I've been seeing my hair grow back in, comes in thicker every day. It's absolutely wonderful. Even my wife has been commenting on how wonderfully I look. Well, if your wife is losing her hair, Tom, this product is for her as well. Call 800-525-8319 to get the results that Tom got. You'll get them by ordering Provia today. Also, mention Doug Steffen and ask for Provia Super Concentrate. You'll get it for faster, even more noticeable results. 800-525-8319 for a limited time upgrade to priority shipping. That's free as well. Provia, get your hair back the natural way. Stop hair loss now by calling 800-525-8319. That's 800-525-8319.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GC.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's proflowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Keeping you up to date on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. This is the weekly talk radio countdown show in this hour, starting at number 10, moving to number 1, a quick review with stories and input from various talk radio hosts around the country. At number 10, the playoff action in Major League Baseball. Pretty exciting stuff if you're interested in variety. I think that's why I think this is cool. Redskins, number 9. Financial market activities, number 8, the protesting going on and how things are being a little more flexible in Hong Kong as we go into the weekend than was the case earlier in the week, number 7, Jimmy Carter's birthday, number 6, and now we get to number 5.
Number 5.
The immigration situation, president saying this week that he's not going to abandon those people who he thinks ought to have open status. Here's host Bob Franz talking to former FBI Assistant Director Danny Colson about a new plan that comes out of the mind of Mr. Obama and his buddies that would put illegal immigrants in the United States military.
Tell us about this decision by the Obama administration and the DOD to allow illegals to come and serve in a military in which we're slashing military personnel.
Well, first of all, you have to look at it in two ways. I totally disagree with the slashing of the military. That's ridiculous. We are in a state of war right now. Islamic Jihad has declared war on us, whether or not we want to acknowledge it or not. We're on a war footing, or should be. The second thing is, I think you'll be a little bit surprised, but I actually support that. If that request or that decision came from the needs of the military, it's a good thing. Because it says, if you'll recall, it's not, it's undocumented, it's not unvetted. If they vet these people, they've been here for 15, 20 years, and they do a background much like you would do on an FBI agent before they go into the FBI and determine that they're patriotic Americans and they're no threat, and we need them, and all those are important. And I think it's okay. I don't have any problem with it whatsoever.
The question is what is the need, if I may, what is the need that they can fill that American citizens who may be looking to serve cannot fill?
Could be language, could be culture, could be a knowledge of what happens in some parts of the world that we need. It could be some kind of technology. A lot of these people are very, very well educated. They go to some of our finest schools, some of our finest technical schools, which is sort of my math, but if there's a need, and if it came, again, I'll repeat this, if it came from the military's need, I support it. If it's a political ploy on the part of the White House, then I don't support it.
And that's what we're trying to figure out. We don't know if this is a ploy by the Obama administration to advance amnesty or not. Is it true, and do you know this, Mr. Colson, when you are finished serving, when these illegals, undocumented, whatever you want to call them, are finished serving, they then are eligible for American citizenship?
Likely so. If you look at the current situation, there are a lot of illegal aliens who serve in the military, and that's a pathway to citizenship, and they serve well, they do a great job for our country, and it's a way that they can get citizenship. I don't know the details of this act. I would have to guess that that they would allow them to apply for citizenship at that point. But again, the key here is, where did it come from? Is it amnesty or is it need?
It sends positive messages to other countries around the world that the United States isn't isolationist. They're welcoming people in from other parts of the world to join them because they are on missions of goodwill, even if they have to take military action, that they are welcoming other people in. You think there's anything to that?
No. I think what there is to it, though, it enhances our ability to recruit sources in other parts of the world. There's no doubt about that, having a common language or a common background.
What kind of sources?
Live human sources, human sources that can give us information about what's going on in Syria, what's going on in Iraq or around the world. Remember, this is a worldwide fight against us, and we need people from different backgrounds to be our sources, because the key word and the most important thing in a war on terrorism is called intelligence, and the ability to have human sources is extremely important in order for us to combat those who would do us in.
Number four item this week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show is a focus on politics and the midterm elections coming up next month. Here's radio host Bobby Walsh with political analyst John Brinson. They discuss the Republicans and Republican voters. Brinson says they need to stop sitting out elections and show up. Are you going to show up? You already plan to show up at the polls in November?
We need to vote for Republicans, even though they suck, no matter what.
That's exactly right. Because here's what happened. A lot of my friends all across the country decided to sit it out.
Yeah.
They decided, you know, we're not getting the candidate that we want.
Right.
The perfect candidate.
There's no perfect
candidate.
And if
we can't have a perfect candidate, we're not going to show
up.
We
just don't want one that's so flawed. Why would we vote for the candidate who introduced us to Obamacare in Massachusetts?
He didn't.
And then it was
he stopped Massachusetts care.
And on top of that, John.
Three times.
On top of that, John, not only he didn't earn our vote, he sucked in those debates, and you even said he did.
Guess
so
what?
Why would you vote for a guy that can't even debate President Obama?
Yes, because I know who Romney is, and I know who Obama is, and I knew it at the time, and certainly I voted for Romney rather than Obama. Mm-hmm. A lot of my friends sat it out because Romney wasn't perfect. Mm-hmm. He was a Mormon. He is rich.
Oh, stop the Mormon. Nobody didn't vote.
A lot of evangelical Christians did not vote because he's a Mormon. Anyway, he was certainly the much better candidate, and everybody knows it today. But here's what we got to focus on. Not the last election, not the 2016 election. We have to focus on 5 weeks from yesterday. And what we have to do is we have to get control of the Senate.
So if we can get control of the Senate.
Yep.
And control of the House, we could then control the way the government's going, right?
Not really.
Well, then why do we
control? Because they're all politicians, Bobby.
Well,
they're all politicians, and you're not going to get what you want.
Well, then why didn't you? You're just argued against yourself.
No, no. You're
because
not going to get what you want.
No,
you're going to get most of what you want. Let me give you an example. If the Democrats control the Senate after November the 4th, they, Mr. Obama is going to have 2 years to continue loading up the federal appeals courts with liberal Democrat judges.
And Eric Holder is a Supreme Court justice.
And probably Eric Holder will be sitting on the Supreme Court.
Because Harry Reid blew up the nuclear option.
Yep. So that is a huge, huge danger and a huge reason to get the Senate.
Number three.
Jeez, I didn't even thought about that. Holder on the Supreme Court. Hoo-wee. All right, number three this week. Focus on more ineptness, courtesy of your tax support. Your tax dollars going to yet another agency that's a complete mess, the Secret Service. Here's a radio man, Charlie Parker, with correspondent Joe Gomez. They discussed Julia Pearson stepping down. Actually, she didn't step down. She was fired from her position as director of the United States Secret Service.
I didn't see a press conference with Julia Pearson, which makes me wonder, did she resign or was she fired? Not that it really matters.
Right. I think that she snuck out the back door. She certainly didn't want to draw more attention to her than she already had after that congressional hearing. My God, was that ugly with all those comments and the members of Congress on both sides of the aisle basically just letting her have it. I think that the president probably not giving her a call and told her that we need a change in leadership. My guess also is that, and this is some talk from inside the Beltway, is that she resigned because she knew that if there was going to be an independent inquiry into what was going on in the Secret Service, some really ugly things might have come out, worse than we already heard already.
So she gets to avoid all of that.
Right.
And it's not like they don't already know what's wrong and what went wrong. And is there anything from the White House administration on the fact that she was appointed, chosen, handpicked by the president in March of last year?
Well, she was, I guess, a second pick. I mean, he was going to pick somebody else, but then there was some minor controversy, and that fellow decided to not take the position, so then he chose.
Yeah, maybe he saw something.
Exactly. Maybe he was like, going to McDonald's or something else. But, he decided not to take the position, but Pearson was chosen then because there was this image the Secret Service had given, especially after the prostitution debacle in Columbia, about this frat boy party image, this boy club, this wild boy,
right.
Whatever. So they decided to choose a female director of the Secret Service, the first female director ever, and with the hopes that she would walk in there and kind of clean it up. But, that didn't happen, obviously, and it just kept on crumbling and just basically imploding. And so here we have this mess, and we'll see how it works and who they choose to clean it up now.
I'm certainly not defending Julia Pearson, but I would be remiss if I didn't point out it can't be an easy job, not when you've had four, or now with Clancy, four directors of the Secret Service in 11 years.
Yeah, that's a lot. And the problem, according to people that are familiar with this and people that have worked in the Secret Service, is that they need to get rid of the top-tier managers. That as long as you can change the directors out as long as you want, but some of these managers in the service have been there for, decades, and they haven't gone anywhere.
All right, so there it is, the review of number three. I think that was the most interesting and, in my mind, for the work that I do on the air during the Monday through Friday Good Day program, the conversation that, other than Ebola, got the most attention. And speaking of Ebola, we get to number two as the Talk Radio Countdown Show rolls along.
A world without breast cancer is a world with more birthdays. And by signing up for the Making Strides Against Breast Cancer Walk, you will help us get there faster. Because you're helping the American Cancer Society make the greatest impact and save more lives in more communities through groundbreaking research and access to screenings for women who need them.
Walk in Making Strides Against Breast Cancer, because you can help us finish the fight. Sign up today at MakingStridesWalk.org.
Get it all for fall at Kohl's. Shop over 100 night owls and early birds late Friday and early Saturday. And warm up to half off outerwear for men, women, and kids. Find fall-worthy fleece 50 to 60% off. Layer up with a new graphic hoodie, just $19.99. Find extra savings on pants, jeans, and leggings. And 15 to 50% off new boots. All learning Kohl's cash. Only at Kohl's two-day weekend sale this Friday and Saturday. Find your yes. Kohl's.
Gentlemen, imagine getting a good night's rest, having less urge, less frequency. All you want is to be normal, right? Well, finally, you can join the millions and millions of men who have heard me talking about PT9, and they are now experiencing a normal life once again with a revolutionary all-natural prostate formula. Again, call PT9, prostate, testosterone, 9 ingredients. Richard, a listener who is thankful he listened to us talk about PT9, says, at my age, I know my prostate health is important. PT9 has been a very effective way for me to make fewer trips to the bathroom, get a good night's rest. It's a product I recommend to friends. Plus, I hear it makes my prostate healthier. It does all of those things, Richard. Call 800-811-3790. That's 800-811-3790. Try PT9 and find relief. Get a good night's rest. Have your partner get a good night's rest. It works or your money back. 800-811-3790. Mention Doug Steffen and get a free bottle of Heart Factors Plus. 800-811-3790.
Tomcat kills up to 12 mice per bait block, faster than decon. What will we do with all of these dead mice? Tomcat presents Dead Mouse Theater, and the critics are raving. They solved my mouse problem and renewed my faith in theater. I like my mice dead, but dead mice that can act are even better. Tomcat got the mice out of my walls, onto the stage, and into my heart. Dead Mouse Theater, open to the public this fall at Tomcat.com. Tomcat, engineered to kill. One ounce bait block based on no choice lab tests. Time to leave the dose to death.
Many know Ed Shames as one of the Band of Brothers in World War II and a decorated American hero. But at the start of the war, he considered becoming a Canadian fighter pilot.
Canada had ads in newspapers and magazines. They were looking for Spitfire fighter pilots. And of course, at that time, they would take somebody out of the kindergarten if they thought they could qualify.
At the American Veterans Center, we preserve and protect our veterans' legacy, but it's up to you to keep it alive. For more information on Ed Shames, visit AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Hi, I'm John Rainey, Chief Financial Officer of United Airlines, and I'm honored to be the National Chair for the 2015 March for Babies campaign for the March of Dimes. United is a proud supporter of the March of Dimes mission to improve the health of babies and fight premature birth. We're helping the March of Dimes fund breakthroughs in research and community programs that help more mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Please join us in working together for stronger, healthier babies. Visit marchofdimes.org.
Number two.
The number two item this week as we review the items in the world of News Talk Radio for the week of September 29th to October 3rd is the focus on Ebola and how Ebola has come to the United States. A lot of fear and reporting, that sort of thing. So to get to the bottom of this, earlier this week on the Good Day program that I host Monday through Friday, talked to one of our four doctors that are on staff on the program, Dr. Kenneth Kronhaus. We talked to Dr. Kronhaus about what people really need to know. What do you need to know about Ebola?
The symptoms of Ebola, they're flu-like symptoms, nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, high fever. The incubation period is up to 21 days. Only symptomatic patients can spread this. You can only catch it if you come in contact with a patient's secretions. It's not yet airborne. Hospital emergency department staff, Doug, they need to ask patients whether they have recently traveled to three different countries, Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. These are the three countries hardest hit by the worst Ebola outbreak on record. Until someone becomes very, very ill, they are not very contagious, and control is possible with rapid, focused interventions, and Nigeria has shown that this is possible by isolating victims. Since August, they haven't had another case in Nigeria.
Well, I think that's something we oftentimes decry Nigeria as being a backwards country. In many ways, they are. In some ways, they aren't. The essence of it is you would find it almost impossible to get this, really and truly.
What I think happened at this hospital in Texas is the staff was actually large in the emergency room, and a nurse did actually ask the question, but it didn't filter down to the rest of the care team.
Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't somebody just say, okay, here's this guy?
I'm sure they're looking at themselves today and wondering about that also, and that's why I'm repeating this, every single person in healthcare, any infectious person themselves, they need to ask, have they traveled recently? That is, has the patient traveled?
Yeah, anywhere. All right.
With any infectious disease.
Right, because this guy went through from Liberia to Brussels, Brussels to Washington, Washington to Dallas. So he was on two or three different planes.
But, and he told the nurse. The problem is that information didn't get to the doctor, and the doctor didn't ask himself.
One of the good things that we've done here in America so far to handle the people that have been exposed is to confine many of them by decree of law. So that should ease the fear somewhat. Number one, item number one up next on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Imagine looking in the mirror and to your surprise, you look 10 years younger. How would it make you feel? Looking younger can be your reality with our breakthrough anti-aging formula that's clinically proven to visibly and dramatically improve wrinkles, lines, and skin tone. Call 1-844-500-0815. That's 1-844-500-0815. Or visit imaginelookingyounger.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues. Number one.
Number one issue this week in our talk radio world is the policy that we have in the Middle East, the ISIS problem, what we're doing about it, what we ought to be doing about it. A lot of people who have no expertise whatsoever, but are happy to talk because that's the beauty of the world of news talk radio, right? Opinions and sometimes expertise. Let's see what we get out of this conversation between talk host Rick Daniels and Jane Foy talking to military analyst Jeff McCausland about the status of the airstrikes that were done this week against the ISIS locations. What's the latest?
Well, the latest is there continues to be pressure by ISIS in the direction of this Kurdish village on the Syrian side of the border called Kobani. Now that area, the ISIS has controlled 325 out of 354 villages. And despite the airstrikes that we have done in the last day or so, three in Syria, five in Iraq, ISIS continues to advance towards that town. Reports coming out of that town by telephone say that the people there are getting to prepare to fight in the streets. So our airstrikes are apparently effective more broadly, but the one this one area on that border between Turkey and Syria, it does seem this particular town is threatened, and it does seem, despite all our efforts, that ISIS is able to make some progress.
Now, did you say this was a Kurdish town?
Kurdish town in Syria. The Kurdish area stretches across both countries, and Jane, and that kind of complicates the situation. We've had reports in the last day or so that the Turks are willing to become more involved, but of course they worry that in that region, you know, airstrikes will indirectly help Assad, who they still call for him being deposed as president of Syria. And they further worry that this will bolster, you know, Kurdish militants, because one of the longstanding concerns of Turkey has been a desire by Kurds living in southern Turkey, northern Syria, and northern Iraq to establish a state of their own.
All right, and they have wanted that state for a long time. Let me ask you this. You also said they'll be fighting in the streets. Now, frankly, since we've heard of ISIS invading villages and towns in its march, wherever it is that they're going, they've been beheading people, mass murdering people. We haven't heard too much about people in the streets fighting back. But if this is a Kurdish area, it seems to me the Kurds will fight back.
They will fight back, and you got this odd situation where this town is relatively within, you know, eyeshot of the border of Turkey. So, you know, there's always been, you know, a film of cheering sections of Kurds on the Turkish side of the border cheering on as they see the fighting going on and at least some, you know, tactical progress being made or an ISIS target, in fact, being hit. And the question, I think, at this moment is going to be whether or not we're going to see a more dramatic expansion of airstrikes in and around that town. And second of all, would the Turks consider intervening? They have said, the president of Turkey has said, that he would consider using Turkish troops in Syria as well as Iraq.
Pretty interesting statement of reality, right? Here's talk host Holly Carr with a focus on the politicians, mostly in Washington, who switched their position on how to deal with these people.
I love the stories, the different stories that are coming out about the Democrats who are running for the Senate. Now, a lot of these Democrats, remember, were elected in 2008, or all of the Democrats who are running this year for re-election in the Senate were elected in 2008 when George Bush was at the nadir of his unpopularity and the war was it had been basically stabilized with the surge in one, but it was a winning platform to say you were against the war. So now you have situations where some of these people are running for the Senate for the third time. And think back to 2002. In 2002, everybody was a hawk, right? In 2008, all the Democrats became doves. In 2014, all the Democrats are hawks again. Consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. Is foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of small minds. Ralph Waldo Emerson said, "I don't know that it's foolish consistency to have one take on the situation in the Mideast. Liberal doves run as war hawks."
All right, that speaks for itself. Let's leave it at that. Our poll at DougStephan.com over the weekend, focusing on the top 10 radio topics. Which one do you think is most important? Number one this week was ISIS policy. Number two, Ebola. Number three, the Secret Service. Number four, the midterm elections. Number five, the amnesty pledge from the President Jimmy Carter's birthday. Number six, protesting in Hong Kong. Number seven, the financial markets this week. Number eight, the Redskins. Number nine, and Major League Playoff Sports Talk Radio. Number 10. That's it. I'm Doug Stephan.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.